Competition in the federal market is up for the third year in a row, and some contractors who already have skin in the game don't have as many advantages anymore. For example, the number of incumbents winning single award service contracts is down more than 20% since fiscal 2014, according to a new analysis just out this afternoon from Bloomberg Government. Brian Friel is a government contracts analyst for Bloomberg, and he joins us now to talk about their latest research. Hi, Brian.
Good afternoon.
And it's not as though the advantages of incumbency have completely dried up across government, but in some agencies and in some kinds of procurement vehicles, you've spotted some pretty clear trends. What are some of the ones that jump out at you most?
Well, for one thing, if a agency is competing a contract in a different way than it did in the past, if it restructures it by consolidating requirements from multiple contracts into a single contract, or takes a big contract and breaks it up into pieces, that's a real sign of incumbent risk. Challengers tend to win when contracts are restructured, whereas incumbents tend to hold on if the recompete contract is very similar to the incumbent contract, if the scope has changed very little. And agencies where there's a lot of restructuring going on, at the Air Force, for example, the Energy Department, at NASA, we see incumbents most at risk.
And in terms of just restructuring those contracts, has that always been true, that when you go from a MAC to a single award or back the other way, incumbents are at risk, or is something new and different about that in the past couple of years?
I think we're seeing a increase in the number of restructurings. So just this year, there have been 26 major recompetes of that means contracts of $100 million or more in the services area. And of those 26, 12 have been restructuring. So that's a 40% rate of restructuring, whereas in the prior 3 years, the rate was less than 20%. So I think that's why we're seeing such an increase in the challenger win rate on major recompetes, because there's this increase in restructuring.
And not just restructuring, but just competition in general is up across the government. What exactly are we looking at there? Is it more situations where something's full and open, but you're just getting more offers on a given procurement, or more complicated than that?
Well, for one thing, the Defense Department, the Office of Management and Budget, and Congress has been issuing policy after policy that encourages agencies not to just do business as usual, but to rethink their acquisition strategies. And so as a consequence, agencies are not just putting out solicitations that very much look like they just want the incumbent to win. They're making them more competitive themselves. And also they're pushing a lot more work through these multiple award contract vehicles that previously were done through single awards. So multiple award contracts in particular, we're seeing a really significant increase in bids where, 8 years ago, a majority of orders were actually awarded without competition. Now a majority, 60% face competition, and the fastest growth has been in orders that face five or more bidders.
And on those multiple award contracts, there's a small business component to that too, right? I mean, a pretty significant increase in set-asides on those MACs.
A huge increase, yeah, really dramatic. And that's largely driven by the 2010 Small Business Jobs Act that Congress passed. And there's always a lag period from when a law is passed till the regulation gets written. So we really started seeing the shift toward more small business utilization on multiple award contracts in 2012, and it's just continued to accelerate. And agencies are encouraged to use set-asides more frequently. And as a result, that means that large companies that had work on these contracts are often finding that they simply can't compete for the recompetes as a prime contractor, because only small businesses can win.
The best example you have of that, I think, is on NASA SUP. In terms of that change, you can describe the numbers better than I can, so please go ahead.
Sure. So NASA SUP is a IT commodities contract that's used by every agency across government. NASA administers it, does about $2 billion a year in IT commodities work. And through the first 3 years of the last version of SUP, through 2010, large businesses won most of the orders that came through that contract. But starting in 2010, a majority of the work went to small businesses. And by last year, it was upwards of 70% of all of that $2 billion. Went to small businesses, and that is driven in part by the emphasis that the Small Business Jobs Act placed on small business utilization, but also just agencies really looking for anywhere they can increase those utilization rates.
We've talked mostly so far about situations where incumbents are at risk, but does the data show you any areas where incumbents still have a pretty clear advantage?
Well, there were certain agencies like the Army, the Navy, the Health and Human Services Department, where incumbents tended to still win more often than they lost. And in those cases, again, it's tied to that question of restructuring or doing sort of straight follow-on contracts. And those agencies tend to do straight follow-on contracts. The other thing we noticed is that that when an agency is less price sensitive, that an incumbent will tend to be better off. Winning incumbents tend to offer a much lower premium or a much sort of softer premium than challengers. When challengers win, they usually offer a discount to the incumbent of about 15%, whereas incumbents that win only tend to offer a 3% discount compared to the challengers.
Hmm. All right, so bottom line all this for us. I mean, whether you're an incumbent or you're a small business hoping to come in and take business away from an incumbent, is there a clear overall picture here that you would see at least a few takeaways from the overall data set?
Yeah, I think the first one is when a recompete comes up, the incumbent and potential challengers should look at whether it's a restructured or straight follow-on contract. And if it's a straight follow-on, the incumbent can rest a little bit easier, and the challenger will probably have to mount a much more aggressive bid. Whereas when there's a restructuring, the incumbent really has to be on its toes, and challengers can expect to have an easier road ahead of them.